Presley with Martin Bester.
Dis my groot voorreg om ons gaste verwelkom, die ene enigste Ruda Landman. Ruda, goeiemôre, hoe gaan met jou?
Uitstekend, dankie.
There are a couple of names that stand out that you don't have to explain. You know, when you work in radio and you want guests on, often, you know, people suggest, and then you think to yourself, you're going to have to explain a lot.
Mm.
And then you get those people and those names that you just don't have to explain.
Yeah.
It was just maybe a different era. What do you put it
out? It was a different era in media.
Okay.
Remember that we were the only show in town apart from the SABC. There was only one broadcaster in South Africa until 1986. And then MNET had the only other TV license, and Carte Blanche started in 88. Mm. So if on a Sunday night you weren't watching the SABC, you were watching us.
Yeah.
It wasn't like today, where it is so splintered.
Okay.
Today that the relative audiences, I think, are much smaller, and people jump around.
Of course they do.
And people watch when they want to. They don't watch linear television like at 7 on Sunday night. That whole model is gone.
Yeah.
So it is really a different era. But it is quite amazing, even now, when I meet people in their 40s and they say, I grew up with you.
Yeah. Those must have been amazing years, because you were pioneering a lot of stuff. Journalism, journalistic TV, investigative TV and stuff. That was very new in this country,
yeah.
Wasn't it? Did it make it harder or slightly easier?
I think we were just so excited with what we were doing. And you know, Carte Blanche has become synonymous with investigative television. Mm. But that's not what we started out as.
Yeah. Okay.
Remember that Bill Forer, the founder, was not a journalist. He had done things like Sundowner before and...
More lifestyle
stuff. You know, lifestyle vermaaklikheid.
Okay. Mm.
That was his beat. Mm. He had made Shaka Zulu, the original Shaka Zulu Tenu series.
Kwele.
Yeah. With Henry Gele, most beautiful man. And it was shaped like 60 Minutes in America. That was the model.
Yeah.
And in the beginning, we also bought in material from them, which was an amazing thing because it immediately pushed up your own performance.
Okay.
Because you now had to, the audience doesn't see what comes from America and what comes from us. It's just match. All packaged in the same hour. So you'd better match up.
Yeah.
So it was an amazing leerskool.
Yeah.
En in die begin, jy weet, jy moet ook die tyd onthou, 88. Mandela was nog in die tronk.
Ja. Yeah.
En vir die volgende 10 jaar, daai eerste 10 jaar van die verandering in Suid-Afrika en so, en ek meen, ons was allemaal op 'n permanente high.
Yeah.
So I always thought in those years we are introducing South Africans to each other.
Yes.
Because apartheid worked. We didn't know each other. We grew up in silos.
Mm.
Yeah.
And to do an interview with someone like Tokyo Sekgwali, and I'm sitting there, little white girl from the platteland, wat net Afrikaans gepraat het tot op universiteit, en toe sleg Engels. Hier sit ek voor hierdie swart man en ek dink, oh, hy is so sexy.
Ja.
En ek dink, goeie aarde. You weet, is that even possible? And it's...
There was a seminal show that you did with Derek, and I worked on his memorial show as well a little while ago. And you guys went into Alexandra Township in a time when South African television cameras had just never been. So all of a sudden, South Africans were seeing how
South Africans.
Yeah, for the first time ever, that this is how people live, and this is just down the road from us. Those moments must have been so special for you guys.
Wordsworth said of the French Revolution, bliss was it in that dawn to be alive, but to be young was absolute heaven, was glorious heaven, was something heaven. Well, bliss was it in that dawn to be alive, but to be a journalist was completely astonishing.
Yeah.
Because you were constantly seeing, I mean, talk about news, you were constantly seeing things that hadn't happened before. It was almost easy. There was so much.
Yes.
You're with your mother and family. Breakfast with Martin Bester.
We are in the company of a legend. Ons gas op die show vanoggend is Ruda Landman. Weer eens, baie, baie dankie dat jy hier is, Ruda. You know, I had the pleasure over the years of interviewing the late Derek Watts a number of times. And he always had the best, best things to say about you.
Yeah, really, we were very fond of each other. Yeah. And I think we really made a good team because we were very different. And I think any team needs that.
Yeah.
You need the different personalities, the different approach, die ander invalshoek, die ander manier van dink.
En
ons het net mekaar so goed aangevul.
Was jy die meer ernstige ene? Hy lyk vir my, hy het nogal 'n goeie sin vir humor. Het lyk baie keer dat hy het 'n bietjie getart so van tyd tot tyd. Is daar 'n oomblik wat jy onthou? Wat is live geweest, was dit?
Ja, die insetsels was natuurlik vooraf verpak.
Ja.
Maar ons was 14 jaar lank, was ons twee saam, elke sondag aand in die ateljee. Daar was oomblikke, soos the famous one is when he said to me after an insert on health or wellness or whatever. He said, I hear women keep fit by jumping to conclusions.
No!
Wow.
On air.
Wow.
And what is your response to that?
It was the end, you know, just before playing out.
Oh, the end credits.
And so I just fell forward over the desk and put my hand on it. A bit like Kamala Harris with Trump.
Listen, you spoke about the time that you were broadcasting 80s, obviously into 2007. There was a lot of change in this country, as you pointed out. Are you fascinated by change? Do you fear change?
You're on your way to introducing the podcast. What I've realized is there are two kinds of change. The one is that where you instigate it, where you actually make a choice and you decide to make a change.
Under your control.
And it's under your control, to some extent, at least under your control. The other one is where life makes it happen and where you have no choice. And there you see how some people are resilient. Some people can come back from whatever that change is and find a new way, and others are just flattened for years. And on the other side, when you choose change, of course, the major thing is, are you going to stick to it?
Yeah.
You know, you take out that gym membership on the 2nd of January and then
what
happens on the 2nd of February?
Yeah.
When you think there's going to be no change, that scares me more. It's like when you realize, and I realized that in COVID, people asked before COVID, what is your 5-year plan?
Mm.
Right.
What is next in your career? What is next in your life? And then I say to the people, I honestly, nothing of this was planned.
Yes.
I really, for starters, I honestly was not planning on doing another morning show.
Yes.
I remember after the last one, I said, you know, that is it. I don't want to do morning shows ever again.
And look at you now.
Yay! and then your plans looked a certain way, and then you realize, I don't know. Is it sometimes okay not to plan?
One of our guests on the podcast series is a young woman who was busy with her PhD when she unexpectedly fell pregnant with twins. She wanted another baby. She had one under the age of 2.
Oh, wow.
And they kind of vaguely said, let's try. But she had been told that because of medical reasons, it would take time.
Yeah.
And then she fell pregnant in the first cycle.
Cool. Okay.
Then she had 3 little ones under the age of 3.
Yeah. Sure.
Well, she and her husband, and it was COVID. So they were cooped up with these 3 little people. And she said, always plan, but lean into the chaos.
Mm.
And I think that's such a wonderful, you must have some kind of idea of how you would want it to play out. Otherwise, you're just adrift.
Now you're telling me.
But, well, you're not yet grey, so.
You seem so together.
Thank
you, sir. Very intimidating having you there and asking you questions and stuff. But when did you realize that you're vulnerable and you've got a lot to learn?
My decision to leave Carte Blanche, now that I've spoken to other people who have thought about this deeply, I realized that I did not plan at all. I just decided, for all kinds of reasons, I want to leave.
Hmm.
But I didn't look
beyond.
I just kind of accepted it vaguely that, you know, there will be freelance work, blah. And then comes that January moment when you think, how am I going to pay the bills this year? And will the phone ring?
This is Breakfast with Martin Bester. Jacaranda FM.
We have a very special guest on the show this morning, the one and only Ruda Landman. catching up with her and finding out what she's doing these days. You mentioned your podcast series. Who are you doing with it with, and what's it all about? Ons is nuuskierige mense. Vertel ons meer.
Bright Rock is a, if I may.
Of course, yeah, we know Bright Rock.
Yeah, very much about change and managing the change in people's
lives. Their whole
lives.
Marketing spiel is around change.
Yes.
Because their life policies can be adjusted when your life changes. End of commercial. So they have a website called The Change Exchange.
Yeah.
And so, because of my involvement with soft skills for students, I became aware of, and you must be very aware in your communities, of people who in one generation have just changed their lives, changed their families' lives to such an extent that you are just astonished. Mm. One of our case studies in the first podcast series, which was called Change in One Generation, is the guy who's now head of CSI at Investec. Wonderful, over the top, fantastic speaker, grew up in a mud hut.
Sure.
You know, that kind of stories just astonish me. And I see so many of them among these young people who are first generation. Mm. You know, what do you mean when you say first generation? First one, your mum probably has maybe old language standard 7.
Mm. Yeah.
And she's been doing peace jobs all her life. And now here you are in the WITS chemical engineering class, WTF. So that was the first series we did. And we involved Dr. Frank Mangwegwe, who is a change scientist. He also lectures in other things at Gibbs. And the change sciences are fascinating. You know, they have little theories of how it works.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
I didn't know they existed.
Quite.
So what a change
scientist.
My favorite one is really easy. It's D times V times F must be greater than R.
Okay.
Your dissatisfaction with where you are at the moment times your vision of what could be times the success of the first steps, the F, the first steps you take, how do you experience that first gym class, must be greater than your resistance. Otherwise, change won't happen.
It won't happen.
Wow, it's an actual equation.
And it's actually amazing. You know?
It's a science.
Yeah,
that's
who knew?
And so then we did the second series with a more general reach of people in whose lives change has either happened or they made it happen.
Dramatic change.
So one guy worked for, he was a founder at a big and very successful financial consultancy in Johannesburg, well, now countrywide, had a heart attack at 41 and flatlined. And when he woke up, his wife says, okay, what are you going to change?
Yeah. Where do we find these podcasts?
You can go to changepodcasts.co.za or you can just go to your platform and search When Change Happens.
When change happens, I had the best time catching up with you.
Yeah.
Dit was nog net groot voorreg en eer gewees. Baie dankie dat jy ingekom het. Liefde by die huis, by die familie. Met jy so Johannesburg trots. Lekker om jou te hê, asseblief. Nie weer so lang wacht nie. Kom terug in die land, man.
Yeah. Baie dankie. Was baie, baie lekker om te kuier.
Breakfast with Martin Bester. 6 to 9 weekdays. Jacaranda FM.